Welcome back, everyone. Ready to dive in. Today, we're going deep into Numbers, specifically chapter 33. It's all about the Israelites' journey, you know, from Egypt to Promised Land, 40 years. And I think there are some pretty relevant takeaways for us, even now, all these years later.
Oh, absolutely. What strikes me about this chapter is the detail. Like, it lays out all 42 stops the Israelites made.
42? Wow, that's specific.
Right. You could look at it as just, like, a travel log. But it's more than that. It really emphasizes the importance of reflection, you know, remembering where you've been.
Makes sense. Like, each stop is a marker, not just geographically, but like in their development as a people.
Exactly. And just like they had to look back and acknowledge their, well, everything, their struggles, their victories, the lessons learned, we have to do that too. We have to reflect on our experiences. It doesn't matter if it's personal stuff or your career, taking time to think about past choices, the good and the bad, it's invaluable, you know, for growth.
Totally. Like that saying, those who can't remember the past
are condemned to repeat it. Exactly. Now, another thing that's interesting in Numbers 33 is this focus on removing obstacles. The Israelites were told to drive out the inhabitants of the Promised Land and get rid of all their idols.
Yeah, seems a bit harsh at first glance.
Right. But symbolically, it represents something important. Like, we have to get rid of anything that's holding us back from moving forward.
So it's not just physical obstacles.
No, not at all. It's these internal idols, too. Things like fear, self-doubt, those limiting beliefs that hold us back.
Like, they had to clear the land of false gods, literally, to make room for their own beliefs.
Exactly. And we have to confront those things in ourselves that keep us from reaching our full potential, clearing a path, you know, for growth, for transformation.
I like that. So it's not just about starting strong. It's about finishing strong, too.
You got it. And that idea, it applies everywhere, right? Whether it's a personal goal, like learning a new skill, or a huge project at work. It's that commitment, that follow through that makes all the difference.
This is so true. It's amazing how this ancient text is actually giving us really practical advice for today, even now.
It's pretty amazing, right? The Israelites' journey, it happened thousands of years ago, but that wisdom, it goes beyond time and culture.
We were just talking about commitment and finishing strong. And, you know, thinking about their journey, it wasn't exactly a straight shot to the Promised Land for the Israelites, was it?
Nope, not at all. Definitely some ups and downs, triumphs, failures. Sometimes they were obedient, sometimes rebellious.
It kind of reminds you that no matter how good your intentions are or how detailed your plans are, there are always going to be setbacks.
Right. It's how you handle those setbacks, you know, that really matters.
So it's more about being resilient, being able to adapt, than trying to avoid obstacles altogether.
Exactly. Numbers 33 really highlights that. Learning from your mistakes, being flexible when things change, and I think never losing sight of the goal. It was a long journey for them, but they got there in the end. Never give up hope.
That's a good reminder for all of us, I think, especially when things get tough. And speaking of Numbers 33, another thing that really comes through is this idea of accountability. You know, their choices had consequences.
Oh yeah, definitely. Throughout their journey, you see it again and again, they were blessed when they were obedient, and, well, things weren't so good when they weren't. Really underscores that our actions have consequences, both for ourselves and, you know, the people around us.
It's like that saying, you reap what you sow.
Exactly. And accountability isn't just about avoiding the bad stuff. It's also about living with integrity, making sure your actions match your values, trying to make a positive impact.
Being mindful of the choices you make. Not just for you, but for everyone.
Absolutely. You know, one of the most fascinating things about Numbers 33 to me is how it connects their physical journey to a deeper spiritual journey.
Oh, interesting.
Like, leaving Egypt wasn't just about getting to a new place. It was about breaking free, you know, becoming their own people. And ultimately, it was about their relationship with God.
So if we think about it that way, it's not just about achieving things outwardly, but also growing as a person internally.
Yeah, you got it. Just like their journey had all these challenges, both physical and spiritual, ours do too. We've got those internal obstacles and the external ones.
So it's about like overcoming those limiting beliefs, forming good habits, growing your character at the same time as you're developing your skills and knowledge.
Exactly. It's about becoming more resilient, compassionate, more true to who you really are. It's a continuous journey of, you know, self-discovery.
And that reminds us that the destination, while important, isn't the only thing that matters.
Right. It's about the journey itself, the challenges, the lessons learned, the way we change and grow.
It's in that process, the striving, the overcoming, that we figure out who we are, what we can do. And that idea, that journey, It applies to more than just individuals.
Oh yeah, for sure. Organizations, communities, they're on journeys too.
So whether it's a company going through a big change or a whole society dealing with, I don't know, some social issue, those principles, reflection, commitment, resilience, accountability, they're all still relevant.
Totally. What we learn from the Israelites is that to grow together, you need that shared purpose. You need to be willing to learn from what came before and to support each other when things are tough.
This deep dive into Numbers 33 has been really eye-opening. You know, it's amazing how this text, which is often seen as just a historical account, can speak to us so directly, even today, like a reminder that the human experience, for all its complexity, is really about those universal things: striving, overcoming, evolving.
And you know, while the specific things we face today might be different from what the Israelites dealt with, the basic principles of how to deal with them, those are timeless. By embracing, you know, reflection, commitment, resilience, and accountability, we can all go on our own journeys of growth, reach our own promised lands, you know, where we find fulfillment and purpose.
You know, when we think about the Israelites' journey, it makes you really think about our own promised land, doesn't it? What are we working towards?
It really does. It's powerful, you know, to think about what you're really striving for, both the concrete stuff and the how you want to grow as a person.
For sure. And like we were saying before, it's not just about knowing what your goals are. It's about those idols, the things that get in the way.
Absolutely. It's like the Israelites had to deal with those false gods, right? And we have our own versions of that today, things that distract us, lead us astray.
So like procrastination or being afraid to fail, those could be idols.
Yeah, I think so. Anything that takes your focus off what really matters, off your values, your dreams, it becomes a roadblock.
It's like we need to take stock, you know, look at what we're doing, how we're spending our time, and be honest about what's helping us move forward and what's holding us back.
Right. It's about being aware of those patterns, those habits that might be keeping you stuck.
And then being brave enough to let go of them, even if it's hard.
Yeah, making choices that line up with your goals and your values, even if it means getting uncomfortable. You know, one thing that stands out to me about Numbers 33, it's how it emphasizes not just the journey, but the destination. Like, the Israelites weren't just wandering around. They had this vision of the promised land, this place where they could thrive, build a new life.
Right. They had a goal.
Exactly. And having that sense of purpose, a picture of what you're aiming for, that's so important. It keeps you going when things get tough.
It's like a compass, right?
Yeah.
It keeps you on track when life throws those curveballs.
Exactly. Just like that vision of the promised land kept them going through all those years, our own hopes and dreams can do the same for us. They give us that strength, that determination. This has been such a fascinating look at Numbers 33. It's incredible how relevant it still is, you know? We've talked about so much, the importance of reflecting, being committed, being resilient, taking responsibility, and having a clear vision for your future.
I know. It's like, you don't always think of these ancient texts as having practical advice for today, but there it is.
It just shows you that wisdom. It goes beyond time and place. The Israelites' journey, it happened so long ago, but the lessons they learned, they apply to all of us. The challenges we face might be different, but those core principles, they're timeless.
I love that. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with this. Just like the Israelites reached their promised land, we can reach ours too. If we approach our journeys with intention, with courage, and with that willingness to learn and grow along the way.
And remember, the journey matters just as much as the destination. It's in the trying, the overcoming, the becoming, that we find out who we really are and create a life that's meaningful.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into Numbers 33. Until next time, keep exploring and keep striving toward your own promised land.